Welcome to lesson 9, and let's talk about money. For some, money is an unmentionable subject, but we need to talk about it. Men and women have worried about money since the first coin was made in Asia Minor early 3,000 years ago. You could say that money is like our health and that we only worry about it when we don't have it. The purpose of this lesson is to get back to basics, to allow us to talk about money, to remind ourselves what money is, how much of it is enough, and how to earn the amount of money you need to live the way you want to live now and in the future. Try to remember this formula. The amount of money we receive is in direct relation to the demand for the work we do, how well we do it, and how hard it is to replace us. Those are the three things that you need to remember. In most industries, there are few limitations. You know, someone's salary will be in exact proportion to the demand for what they do, how well they do it, and how hard it is to replace them. No one is indispensable, but it's hard to replace few. Opportunities are all around us. Whether we spot them or not depends largely on how well prepared we are. The world will pay you what you earn, not what you ideally wish for, and not a penny more. Remember, in the previous lesson, we talked about that. Your rewards will always be unequal to your service. So if you want to increase your income, you must find ways to increase your service. That's it. It's very simple. Service comes from you, your mind, your natural intelligence, your abilities, and your energy. All of us can be stronger than we are, for sure. You have a plan for your future. You know where you are going. And if you are serious about it, you'll get there. People rise to leadership positions from all sorts of starting points. The job you do now isn't what counts. It's you. It's the person that matters. It's not your present circumstances, but the circumstances you make up your mind to achieve that matters. You are the only limit on your income. You can achieve the income you decide upon within the framework of your present industry or profession. If you want to change, that income can be found elsewhere too. All you need to do is a plan. Nightingale advises, you know, have faith in yourself and the quiet, firm inner knowledge that you can and will accomplish your goals. Know that the answers will seek will come to you in their own time if you only keep looking for them. Above all, realize that money cannot be sought directly. Money, like happiness, it's an effect. It's the result of a cause, and the cause is valuable service. Keep money in its proper place. It's a servant, nothing more. It's a tool with which we can live better, see more of the world, give our children the education they need, and a good start in life. It's the means for a happy, carefree working life. Too much emphasis on money reverses the whole picture. You then become the servant and the money becomes the master. As someone once put it, it's good to have money and the things money can buy, but it's good too to check at times in a while to make sure that you haven't lost the things that money can't buy. Remember, the only really important thing is that you know what you want. If you do, you will become, you must become what you think about. Now, a person may be worth more than he or she is getting for a while, but the two will match. Absolutely, it'll match. They have to. In fact, unless a person is worth more than he or she is receiving, well, they can't move ahead. They are receiving all they are worth, and it all gets back to the greatest law that controls everything in this universe, cause and effect. A cause must precede the effect, or the effect cannot occur. This is why people who try to get something for nothing are only fooling themselves and earning the disillusionment and frustration, you know, they must one day reap. You can have what you want. You need only make up your mind.